Now finally, briefly, to conclude, what do we mean by outside the scriptures? The scriptures consist of words. The words convey ideas. The ideas point in the direction of a spiritual experience, the experience of enlightenment, of reality, of the unconditioned, the absolute, or nirvana, the Dharma Dhatu. So Zen is concerned with this experience, basically, centrally, and above all else. It's not really, essentially, in its innermost essence, concerned with any of the other things, not with the scriptures or the ordination of the doctrine. But if it's concerned with them at all, only with them as means to an end. It doesn't discard them, but it doesn't attach primary importance to them. It realizes that they're only means to an end. And this is what is meant by outside, a special transmission of the living spirit of Buddhism outside the scriptures. It means that that living spirit is distinguished from the various forms in which it manifests, even though not divided from them. Zen doesn't discard ordination. Mahakashyapa was a monk. He doesn't discard the scriptures. Mahakashyapa knew the Buddha's teaching very well. Doesn't discard doctrine. Neither does Zen at the present time discard any of these things. But it gives them their rightful place, which is a secondary place. And it concentrates on the main thing, the primary thing, which is enlightenment, or the spiritual experience, the direct spiritual experience leading to enlightenment. So now we may say that we've understood, or at least begun to understand, the meaning of this whole line, a special transmission outside the scriptures. Next week we shall see what the second line means.